ahead. So how does the game look? Does it look really good?
Yeah, it looks really good.
But do you like it? Do you like it better than Forza or Forza
yeah.
Horizon? Okay, you like it.
I realized that in test drive, if you didn't know this, the windows go down.
In the cars? Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
cool.
They go down.
Wow, that's exciting, man.
But guess what?
What?
You can also turn your blinker on too.
Are you serious? Can you turn
yeah.
the signals on?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's sick, man.
I just realized that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's sick.
And you can turn your hazards on too, I just realized.
That is sick, man.
But guess what?
What?
When you're shifting the gears,
uh-huh.
that person actually puts their hand on the shifter and they shift up and down.
Oh, it shows it doing that? Okay.
Yeah, they actually do. And you can actually sit inside the car and start it up.
Oh, snap. Okay.
Yeah.
I went to check that out, man. Does it
yeah.
look better than Gran Turismo?
Yes, there's like, they have like rain and stuff, like.
So it's the best looking game right now?
Yeah.
Is it hard?
It's hard, yes, because you have to, you have to level up a lot.
Got you. Now,
yeah.
do you have trouble with your cars handling? Remember, you were having trouble with that one car handling in
yeah.
Gran Turismo?
Yeah, with the Nissan R32.
Yeah, did you ever get past that? Or figure out how to drive it better?
Yeah, the drive was better. I might have. The 350 feels a little heavy. The 370 feels a little heavy, but starting to get used to the car, though.
That's good. So,
yeah.
So what car did you start out with in test drive?
The car started off with, which is the 350.
That's what you start off with in test drive?
Well, they gave me a Lamborghini Huracan.
To start the game?
Yeah.
Oh, most of those games give you like a Honda Civic or something, right?
No, they put me against the Lamborghini Huracan and a Ford GT.
Oh, wow, man. That's cool. That's
yeah.
too cool.
But guess what?
What?
You know like those cars with the automatic spoiler?
Yeah, the ones that lift up and down on their own, yeah.
You can actually control that in your settings menu.
Wow, man.
When you put your air on the spoiler, it goes like up.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So what camera view do you use in the game?
I usually use like the third person view.
Oh, like okay. Let's see, looking over the top of the car. Or inside the car?
Like outside the car.
Yeah, that's easy to learn how to drive with. Inside the car, sometimes it's hard to follow the driving line because you're too close. Yeah, if you use outside the car, especially if you have a car that handles tough, that's better a lot of times.
Yeah.
I'm glad you like that game, man.
Yeah.
I bet you wish you had downloaded it earlier, don't you?
Yeah, but guess what?
What?
So you know how those cars start, like, Forza starts the end up for you?
Uh-huh.
You get to start the end with the R2 button.
Wow. Well,
yeah.
Wasn't there one of your Roblox games that you did start the car to? I forgot which one it was. It was a Roblox game that you played. You had to start the car. Remember? I don't remember which one it was. It was one of those games you played in Roblox.
Yeah, I forgot what that was.
It wasn't Greenville or anything like that. It was something else, though. You had to start the car.
I forgot what it was.
Wow.
Yeah, when I saw them, like, wow, you can roll the windows down. That's cool.
Yeah, that is good. So there's a button to roll the windows down, too?
Yeah.
Man, oh, man. Next thing that I'll be like, you change the radio station, like in Grand Theft Auto or something, man. Gee whiz. That is cool.
Yeah, it is.
That's really cool, buddy.
Yeah.
That is really cool. Man, I'm jealous,
mm-hmm.
man.
You might check that out.
I'm going to have to. I haven't really played And I've been playing games on my phone, but I have to play on the Xbox. But yeah, that's cool. I might get a PlayStation sometime soon too. But
that's the gold edition.
Okay. Oh, so you got an expensive edition. You got a more expensive edition with $100.
No, it went down to like $53.
Oh, was it on sale?
Yeah.
So you got more money to put, like you can buy Fort V Bucks and stuff with then, right?
Yeah.
Or you can buy stuff for Gran Turismo or whatever, right?
Yeah.
That's the reason why I gave you. That's why I made sure it was $100 on the thing, you know.
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome, man. That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm like, whoa, you can roll the windows down?
Now, do they have, like, any car passes or anything else like that you need to get?
Well, no, not basically, but this game is all about, like, grinding.
Grinding it out. You got to drive, huh? Kind of like motorsport, yeah. And that's the way I get tired of a motorsport. I like to go to the races, but I hate to do the 3 laps of practice in motorsport. That's what I get frustrated with. And motorsport, having to go to do the practice stuff.
Because they have, for the 360, for test drive, they have you go straight into the race straight away.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
At the first start of the game.
So is it like a whole long story, like Need for Speed Underground, or is it just more like racing, kind of like motorsport?
It's like racing, leveling up to get more, like, parts and stuff for your car.
So it's more like Gran Turismo and motorsport than Horizon and Need for Speed Underground, which are more like stories and stuff.
Yeah, because for like the certain cars you want, so let's say for like the BMW, which is $800 and $33,000, you gotta be level 40?
Okay.
I'm like, what? There's no way. I'm not going to be able to get the car I want, though, because it's so...
You got to take your time and just grind it out, like you said. It's going to take a while.
Yeah, you know. Especially, like, with the cars and stuff, with the 350.
Yeah, you just got to take your time and keep grinding it out. That's all, buddy.
Yeah, because, like, my races is, like, they want the max, the race I need to do. I need a level that's max like 550, and I'm D class 460.
Okay.
Which is, my car is really slow.
Yeah.
So there's no way.
Wow. Okay.
And I kept getting beaten by Fiat, so there I'm like, okay, this is
by Fiat with your Huracan?
Yeah, like Fiat and Fancy and like the newer one.
Okay, you gotta drive better, bro. You gotta drive better.
I was driving better. They just kept passing me.
I wonder, so did you have to shift gears or something? Did you have it on manual where you had to shift your gears and you weren't shifting gears?
No, they shift the gears automatically.
Oh, okay.
And I got pushed into a wall by a little Fiat.
Oh, he did something like you would do.
Yeah, and then he's buried. So then I got last.
So
when you get last, you get no money.
Wow. So where is the game supposed to be? Like, where is it at? Is it supposed, you remember how Forza Horizon 5 was in Mexico and 4 was in Great Britain? Where is the game supposed to be at? Is it, like, in an open world somewhere?
It's supposed to be in Hong Kong.
Hong Kong. Okay. Gotcha. Okay.
I think that's, like, a Chinese.
Yeah, it's like Hong Kong, yes.
So wait. Is Test Drive a Chinese game, man?
No, just that they pick different cities. Just like Forza Horizon 5 is not made by a Mexican company. They put it in Mexico because they want to give you like a different area. And remember in Forza Horizon 4, they were in the UK, remember? In Great Britain.
Oh, yeah.
So they pick different places so you have different scenery. And remember when we play, was it the Hot Wheels game? You know how the Hot Wheels game, no, not Hot Wheels, but what was the other game we play? Wasn't it Hot Wheels, it was a different game that we play, I forgot.
Asphalt 9.
Yeah, and then they have it in different cities, and then you pick the cities or whatever, like, or countries, like Brazil and all that. So yeah, yeah. So what they did for test drive, they took real Hong Kong and real areas, and they made it so it's like you're driving in real Hong Kong. That's what they did.
Yeah, okay. And you can, even though you don't have enough money for the cars, you can test drive them.
Yeah, okay.
You can test drive the cars, which is, I actually thought was pretty cool.
Before you buy it, you can drive it.
No, you don't have enough money for it, you can test drive it.
So since you can drive it around a little bit just to check it out?
Yeah.
So you can go drive the Audi R8 real quick.
Yeah, and
so you can see all the cars, you just can't buy them all, right?
Yeah, because they're too much money.
So what's the most expensive car you test drove so far in the game?
Well, actually, I realized the Ferrari 250 GT is $21 million.
Yeah, I'm saying, so I mean, did you test drive it in the game, though, since you didn't buy it, though?
No, I didn't test drive it because... it was in the classic class, and I didn't have enough money, but I wanted to test drive, but
Did you just yawn, young man, like you're tired?
Huh?
Did you just yawn?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought you just yawned like you were tired or something, man.
No.
Oh, okay. That's wild, man. That's really wild. You gotta, man.
At the grind.
Yeah, you do have to grind, but you can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do it.
Because people say for test drive, it takes you like 8 hours and 40 minutes to get money in the game.
Now, did you watch any YouTube videos from Black Panther and them to figure out some stuff?
Yeah, they heard the game was a little laggy, but I didn't have any problems with that.
Okay, that's good.
It was probably the Xbox wasn't high enough.
Yeah, or the Xbox Series S doesn't, you know, sometimes it's laggy sometimes compared to the Series X and everything.
Yeah, but like, I'm not going to say you can't get like...
Hey, hold on 1 second, buddy. I'm going to order me some hot chocolate. Hold on 1 second.
What can I today?
Just have a medium hot chocolate, please.
Okay, you want cream on it?
Yes, please.
Anything else?
That's it.
Take cool, man.
Yep. All right, buddy, I'm back.
Okay. How's the Mercedes feel?
It feels good. Just, you know, got to try the four-wheel drive in the snow today, and it ran good and everything, so, yeah.
Oh, that's good?
Yeah, I've been riding a lot, going different places here and there for some rides, yeah. Hanging out with you as much, but yeah. But, we might get a chance to see each other this weekend. We're working on that, okay?
Yeah.
So keep your fingers crossed. I'm trying to make it happen, okay, buddy?
Yeah.
For a couple hours. But, yeah, that's awesome, man. I'm glad you finally tried that game, man. I'm glad you like it, too. I was worried that you might not like the game, man.
Yeah.
I was worried.
Is the Mercedes rear-wheel drive or all-wheel drive?
This one's all-wheel drive, so it's okay.
So it's good for the snow, then?
Yeah, it's good for the snow. Yep, it's all-wheel drive. Yep.
Yeah, because usually people think the BMW, the newer gen BMW M5 is like good for
if it's all wheel drive, if it's the X1, really for performance, most of the time, rear wheel drive is the best most of the time. You know, but in Pennsylvania where we live, and any places in the north where you have snow and all that, it's good to have all wheel drive because rear wheel drive is not good in the snow. So like, it wouldn't be good to drive a Corvette in the snow. Or like a Mustang or whatever like that. Now, if they're all-wheel drive, they're cool to drive in the snow, you know.
Yeah.
But that's any car that's rear-wheel drive. Even like it's like it's hard. You need to get snow tires and all that. But this car here, it's called an E350 4MATIC. So the 4MATIC means all-wheel drive. Or when you see cars that have AWD on them, that means all-wheel drive.
All-wheel drive.
Or any Audi says Quattro. That's an all-wheel drive. And a lot of times the BMWs, the Xs, you know, they're all-wheel drive.
The M6M, the BMW X7.
So those cars are all-wheel drive. So, and that makes a big difference, you know.
Yeah. And what I realized for the BMW M5 competition, the new one, it has 717 horsepower.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Now, do you like any of the electric cars?
I like the Teslas and stuff. Like,
the Model 3s?
Yeah, like electric.
What about the Mustang Mach-E's?
I really don't like those as much.
Oh, man, that's a shame, buddy. What if I got one of those? I'm messing with you.
I mean, they're cool.
I'm just messing with you, buddy.
They're pretty cool, though.
So you're going to have a Model 3 than that?
I mean, like, the Model 3, like, because of, like the SUV version.
No, that's not that. That's the Model Y, the SUV version. Hold on, let me pay for this. The Model Y is the SUV version. Let me pay for my hot chocolate. Did you drink any hot chocolate yesterday today with it being cold?
No, not yet.
Thank you. No problem. Did you make any cookies or anything, buddy?
No.
Thank you. Have your one box. Yeah, I'm back. Yeah.
I can't believe that actually happened. Like, what? You can roll the windows down and test drive that?
That is crazy. I'm gonna watch some videos about this. That is awesome.
Yeah, that's wow.
Hey, that is awesome, man. Next thing you were telling me that you can open the sunroof, too. You're going to tell me that next.
Yeah, because when it rains, right? You can control the windshield wipers, too.
That is awesome, bud.
It's like on the windshield, you know, like those regular cars with windshield. It actually wipes the rain off the windshield.
Okay, does all that stuff, huh?
Yeah.
That is too awesome, bud. Too awesome and whatnot. Are you doing good in school so far?
Yes.
All right. So look, buddy, it's almost time for us to go, right? I'll talk to you Thursday, and I'll know for sure that if we're going to see each other Friday or Saturday, okay?
Yeah.
I love you. I definitely miss you. I definitely miss you, buddy, and I can't wait to see you soon. I'm proud of you all the time, right? Keep being good. Keep making good choices, all right? And have fun in the game and everything, too, bro, okay? All right, Bubby? All right, Alex?
Yeah.
And remember, I always love you. And goodbye, buddy. Okay?
All
goodbye.
Right.